He was.
You were getting this.
Hello there, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Phil, are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Today is Tuesday, October 12th. It is 1 p.m. We'll call this special meeting of the Board of County Commissioners to order at this time. Commissioner Lopez, would you please lead us in the invocation?
Yes, sir. Dear Heavenly Father, in these times of uncertainty, we have no other choice but to look to you for guidance, direction, and knowledge. Father, we thank you for meeting us here today. We give all our work unto you, guide us and lead us. We ask all of this in your precious name. Amen. Amen.
Mr. Hass, would you please lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
I'm here.
Commissioner Hass?
Here.
Any changes to the agenda, Mr. Dornkamp?
No changes, Commissioner.
Okay, entertain a motion, please.
Move for the approval of the agenda.
Second. Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item two, new business, consideration of Action 22 membership. Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioner, before you is a membership application for the county to join Action 22. Action 22 is a nonpartisan, I believe they define themselves as political muscle, which I think that they in the past have done that on behalf of Los Angeles County, even though we weren't a member along with the other 21 members, or excuse me, 22 members. So I ask the board to consider whether or not the county wants to join Action 22.
We'll open it up to comments or concerns from the board at this time. Commissioner Lopez, would you like to go first?
Yes, the only question I would have, Mr. Thornton, is the 22 counties that are part of this whole thing, are they all registered members?
I don't know that it's 22 counties per se. I guess it shows that in their membership information. Excuse me, what was the question?
The question is, I do believe that it is 22 counties making the Action 22 organization. Is every county a member of?
I believe they are. I don't have that question.
Yes, I think, because of the information they presented to us, seems to me, and I've read in that all of their lobbying perspectives and in a sense defense pro and con of any legislation that would be back to businesses, I believe that that was the only question I have. I believe that they would be a good liaison to have at the state capital.
Thank you, Commissioner Lopez. Commissioner Hass.
Having been involved with Action 22 for several years now, what I know is they can put two parties together at the table to come to a resolution to a problem. And they do a really good job of representing rural Colorado in our southeastern corner. And what affects us here doesn't necessarily affect people that live in Boulder. And for that reason, I like that you can get your message out there as coming from a rural county.
Thank you. Only question that I have is in the amount of the fee. It shows a discrepancy from what we see at $750 for the final bill sent to us from Ms. Blackhurst, because in the document that is provided, it says the counties with individual employees 1 to 9 and so on, we are, I believe, over the 99 employee threshold of 750. Ms. Chavez, could you make that an accurate assessment? Do we have more than 99 employees in the county?
Yes, we do.
That's what I thought. So that's the only question I have, if we need clarification of that. I don't know if you guys see that for the membership, it's $1,250 versus $750 for that. And I agree with the other two commissioners. I think it would be nice to have another voice lobbying for our southern district and region. I think it would have, being a member, we would have known the city of Trinidad's position on the high-speed rail better than not having that information as well. But that would be the only clarification I would need if we needed to pay a higher fee. And if we do we have the funding for that to do so? So, Mr. Dorenkamp, your thoughts or comments?
Commissioner, I believe that was brought up during discussion with Sir Blackhurst, that they would go ahead and offer us a new membership. I'll call it a new membership. I think the county was a member some years ago prior to getting the financial problems we did some time back. But I believe she said it was $750 for Los Angeles County, regardless of our employee numbers. And I guess another thought too is maybe if the board considers it and decides to go with a membership, then we evaluate it in a year or so. It looks like we got the $750 worth out of Action 22, and perhaps we could renew it at that time. If not, then we let it go by the wayside.
Okay, thank you. And Mrs. Coberly, we have the $750 available to expend?
We do.
All right, are there any more comments or questions from the board at this time? Not, entertain a motion, please.
I motion to consider joining the Action 22 membership with the caveat of reviewing and assessing thereafter of your membership.
I would second that motion.
Commissioner Hans?
Yes.
Commissioner Pete Soltes?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Soltes?
Yes. Item 2B, presentation of DHS 2022 budget, proposed budget. Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner, before you is the DHS 2022 proposed budget. I believe it's got to be placed in front of the board prior to October 15th. And from here, I'll hand it over to Finance Director Christy Coburn.
I did forward it to you on Friday. I also gave you booklets. Do you have any questions?
I do have some highlights.
Okay.
I know the department has 4 vacancies so far.
Okay.
I'm looking at page 4, a child welfare case manager. Those 4 vacancies, my question was going to be, are those vacancies budgeted at what the new rate would be, or what was the budget as what they currently are?
Yeah, I can answer those.
Okay.
Mr. Erbach prepared it. I did review everything, for accuracy, but so I can't answer that.
Okay, and I will follow up with Mr. Erbach.
Yeah.
Then if we look at page 9, it's probably one of the questions, the valuation of the county, that is And I failed to actually compare the valuation from the figures that you presented on the county budget. Did you verify that number? I have read the house and I was just about to do it.
Yes, so the valuation is $362,315,604. Because this is what I've sent him exactly.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, so you probably just copy and paste it to
that, that's great. And then if you look at page 11, the, and I know, I think you have mentioned this in one of the presentations. When we look at the increase of expenditures, food assistance is going to be going from a possibility of $6-7 million to it's over 100, it's about 120% increase, to $14 million. And I know those are estimated, and that food assistance is 100% covered by either state or federal, which is kind of a good thing. But then my question related to this, and I have these questions written, is with the current personnel that is taking care of food assistance, is that going to be sufficient to basically double the budget? Because, you know,
but they're doing it at this moment, because this year is this high.
Okay.
This year for 2021. So if they're, if the employees they have at this moment are still are doing the work, I'm assuming that we need to do it in 22. But Mr. Ergon will have to answer that. But they are, because.
Commissioner, this is Mr. Ergon. I'm on. I'm having a hard time making out what you're asking.
I'm sorry. My question is, Mr. Ergon, as you're proposing the proposed budget for food assistance of $14 million, is the personnel that you have in place sufficient to provide services to cover that large amount of population?
Okay, let me just make sure that I understood. So on the food benefits, you're asking that if the 14 million is not enough to cover, is that what you're asking? Then what would we do to adjust that?
No, my question is, because we're going from showing here the 2021 budget amount was $6.5 million, and I would imagine that however many employees we have on that program, is that current number of really sufficient enough to hand out $14 million in food assistance?
Yeah, I'm having a real hard time making out.
Okay, and we can actually follow up if you want. I can send these questions in a written format. I haven't written down, so I just wanted to make sure that we're not going to be on top of the four vacancies that you currently have. Are you going to be needing any additional positions to manage the food assistance program?
No. So if I'm making out correctly, you're asking if whether or not we would be adding additional positions because of the amount of spending we're looking at with food benefits. No. At this time, what we're adjusting that to is the to compensate for the amount of food benefits that were distributed during the public health emergency, and they have not ended that per se. And so we're anticipating a continued growth in that area. In fact, what we budgeted for this year at the $6.5 million, we are going to have to do a meeting to amend that budget because we are exhausted at that 6.5 as of July. So we're anticipating seeing quite a bit more in the next year with those food benefits. But at this time, the staffing that we have is sufficient to cover the workload that we have.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your response. And then my other question, Mr. Ergon, let me go back for a second. One of the four vacancies that you currently have, you have a vacancy on a child welfare, adult and aging, you have three vacancies in there. Is the budget reflecting the new salary for those positions?
And I'm sorry, Commissioner, again, I'm on the phone, so it was a little hard to hear. But my understanding is with adult services and with child welfare, you're asking if the current budget proposed would be covered by the revenue generated. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's, yes.
Yes. So we did see allocation increases, and we actually need to do some adjustments before the final budget The state did adjust several of those, especially in child welfare, due to the funding model. So we did see additional funding come down in the last, I'd say, 2 to 3 weeks. So we should have more than enough on the state and federal grants to cover the cost of those without the county having to exhaust any additional outside of that 20% match on those two programs.
Okay.
And back to the food assistance, I think there was an increase at the federal level too, wasn't there, Michael? So that might account for part of that 14 million.
I'm sorry, Phil, I couldn't make you out. There's a real bad echo.
I can talk a little louder. The 14 million, I think there was an increase at the federal level of 20 to 30%.
Yes.
I think that would account for part of that 14, correct?
Yeah, the 14 million is a federal, it's a 100% coverage. So you should be, we should see that covered. Now, what was the other part of that question?
Wasn't there an increase for each one of your clients all throughout the nation of like a 20 or 30% increase to the food benefits? And is that
will we continue to see? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is that reflected in the 14 million?
Yeah, I did not pick that up.
Michael, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir, yes.
Okay, I think what Phil was asking is that increase was put in, implemented by the federal government, but 20 to 30% nationwide. Is that kind of what happened here? And I think the reason for the question being asked is because of the price of food going up. And is that kind of what you're asking, Phil?
Yes, if that 14 million reflects that increase or yep. part of it.
So he said, does the 14 million reflect the increase
of that? Yes, the 14 million does. Yes, it does reflect that increase. And what we did was we looked at what our current EBT spending has been for this year at the 6 month mark, what our projected EBT for the end of the year is. And then about that 20 to 30% overage. I don't necessarily think it's in that 20 to 30%. I think it's a little bit less, but we did want to make sure that we had enough to cover with the cost of food going up, and especially with the amount of folks that we've seen coming into the county from out of state.
Michael, for a second, let me go to page 11. I don't know if you have your budget manual handy, but if you look at page 11, can you walk us through the, on the regular administration, the from 2021 to 2022, there's an increase of $172,000, $376. Can you walk us through the impact of that increase?
And again, Commissioner, I apologize, there's an echo. Perhaps Commissioner Luis Lopez could translate that.
It actually looks like, because he's requesting $1,000,034, or he's saying this is much revenue, and he's saying that the maintenance of effort is going to be $172,000.
Okay.
And the budget for 2021 was $1.1 million. So it's actually
you're fine. I am sorry, I did not make that out at all.
The amount should be $19 million. There's an error. In this,
on the
2823. Well, yeah. There's another reason why is because on page 10 it shows our revenue for the property tax. So that's $829,000, and bottom line is all revenue should be $20,823,000. So there's an error someplace within the
actual.
So that's one of them that I have to discuss with Michael.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
So basically, Michael, what they said was they're discovering a discrepancy or an error. Basically on the MOE is what I caught the gist of. Is that what you said, Christy?
At the bottom figure of 20 million.
The end figure of 20 million?
Yes. Page before shows the property. You have that plus the 19, that's where it comes to the 20 million. There's something within there that shouldn't be there. But,
so, Michael, do you have your budget with you, or are you not able to look at it this time?
No, I'm not able to look at it right now, but I can definitely review that before December and make sure we adjust that correctly.
Okay. Then please get with with your financial team and find out and give Christy a call to see what exactly the discrepancy is she's looking at or Felix.
That's fine. Christy did indicate that there was some questions she had, and so we were planning to meet to adjust those upon my return.
Okay. Great. So once we're able to get those adjustments made, we should be okay, Christy? Or is that what you're saying here? Or Felix, is that what you're seeing?
To present the final. So there'll be a lot of changes as well.
Very well. Do we have any other questions at this time for the board?
So on the 80-20 median disabled, there's a zero in that category.
And Michael, if you could mute your phone while not speaking, we're getting a lot of background noise from you.
Not the same time about this here.
What
page are you on?
I'm on page, let me see if I can find it here. 39.
Let's see, so what that is, 39 tells that there's no employees. So this page here shows revenue coming in, then it usually shows you employees. Mm-hmm. So I think it's by, I think it's because most of its employees probably work in different programs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So there's no employees in here because what they are is their EBTs. So EBTs are probably at the state level.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's what that tells me here.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why there's nothing there, only revenue coming in because I'm assuming they must process the EBTs.
Okay.
Do we have any other questions or concerns at this time?
No more questions from me, sir.
Okay. Commissioner Hess?
No more.
Okay, so moving forward, this is just a presentation, so no action item will need to be taken at this time regarding from the Department of Human Services proposed budget. Mr. Aragon, when you get back into town, please move forward with figuring out these discrepancies so we can get the finalized budgets prepared for December, I believe, is our deadline. And we look forward to having that compiled and possibly a little bit more time for review from the board. I didn't even go into the office Friday, so I don't have the packet in front of me. I'm reviewing it off of my laptop and my phone. So I'll be headed in to pick up the packet now so I could digest it. But a little bit more time would be great for us to give us a little extra opportunity to review and dissect it. We look forward to having that soon. So.
Yes, Commissioner, we'll make sure we get that adjusted. Like I mentioned, we also have some additional allocation to add into that before the final presentation.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Aragon. If there are no other comments for today, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn at this time.
Move to adjourn.
Second. Commissioner Pete Sopas?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee Sopas?
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you.